Our locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we transition to the Horton Chargers as we get set to preview them. And we start with girls head coach Zach Nelson joining us here. It's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, entering year number three as the head coach of the Horton girls, 8-12 a year ago. You bring back a lot of good talent. I would say the expectations for your team in year three might be pretty high.
Yeah, we're hoping for some good things with our girls. Like I said, we were kind of young with a lot of our starters last year, and they got a lot of good experience, and hopefully that'll translate for this year as well.
Yeah, talk about those four returning starters who all played kind of as underclassmen a year ago, but Ashton Keough, Piper Chartier, Carly Hutfuls, Maddie Sturton, all sophomores and juniors, but again, all returning starters. How have you kind of seen them progress into another year heading into this season?
I'd say the biggest one, Maddie being the senior this year, she's kind of stepped up into that senior leadership role. Ashton, she's stepped up as well as far as being kind of a vocal leader as well. Showing the girls the things that we, you know, as coaches, what we expected of the younger ones. And then, Piper and Carly, I mean, their confidence has grown quite a bit. Just over the last couple of weeks in practice, you can just see them just being a little bit more confident and comfortable of, okay, this is, you know, I can do this. This is the step I need to take, and they're doing it the right way.
Would you say it's maybe the best roster you have had, maybe top to bottom, going on year three now?
I would say we are definitely a little more balanced than we've probably been in the past as far as definitely the top to bottom. I mean, we have a lot of other girls. We have that, you know, didn't get to see a lot of playing time, but they've kind of stepped up as well as far as, confidence as well. We have some of the young freshmen coming in that they're stepping in pretty confident in their abilities as well. And so it'll be a pretty fun season to see how we grow throughout the season for sure.
Yeah, and you went kind of into my next point here is talking about some of the other girls who are set and ready to contribute outside of the four starters that we have already mentioned. Who are some of those younger girls who you kind of have high expectations for, who are kind of stepping in this year and maybe getting their feet wet for the first time?
We have a couple for sure, and one in particular that's if Kara covers up, she's, I think, just as far as basketball, like IQ, I mean, she just gets it. Like, the game comes easy to her as far as she knows kind of when to cut, and she sees things that, you know, maybe some of the other girls aren't seeing quite yet. It just comes pretty naturally to her. She's probably our most natural basketball player that we have on the team. We have a lot of good athletes, but just basketball wise, I mean, it comes pretty easy to her.
Northeast Kansas League, you look at the league this year, the class is Jackson Heights, three-time champs there. They haven't lost a league contest in a couple of years. ACCHS is certainly very, very good as well. What's kind of the overall takeaway heading into the year with the Northeast Kansas League?
I mean, it's going to be a tough league. There's a lot of good teams, and we get the privilege of playing each other twice, and it's just going to be fun. Hopefully it's really competitive, and I foresee it being pretty competitive. I mean, just top to bottom, I feel like it's one of the better leagues in 2A. You got your Jackson Heights, that's your standard that we're trying to meet, you know, trying to get up to, and then Effingham is really, really good and really, really talented and well-coached as well, and you still have JCN that they have talent, and it, you know, throughout, I mean, Valley Falls is really, really good as well. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough league. I mean, no, I don't think any night is going to be a easy victory. I mean, if you're going into that mindset, it's going to be easy. That you're in for a big old wake up call, I think. So it's going to be hard fought battles, I think, every night.
Finally, Coach, yeah, before we get you out of here, McLouth this week to open the season on Friday. How much do you know about this McLouth team specifically this year, and just what's kind of the expectations, what you want to see from your team?
Well, not too much is known. I know they got a new coach this year, and they have about 10 girls on the team. So as far as what they have as talent, I'm not real, real sure. I'm sure they're going to be ready to go. Every time we've played them, they've they've played us tough. So I'm just foreseeing that going to be kind of the same kind of thing. I just hope our girls come out confident, ready to go, and hopefully we have them planned and ready, and they can execute our game plan, and we'll do what we can do.
Horton girls basketball coach Zach Nelson joining us here. They get McLouth to open up the regular season on Friday night at home. Again, it's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds, our conversation with the Horton Charger basketball coaches each and every week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against McLouth. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.